This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.04%, but the S&P up 0.03%, and the Nasdaq adding 0.5%.